you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for: one, fresh graduate, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles, will be applicable. And also young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduates and even experienced hires, young professionals, will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Welcome back. On today's episode of the podcast, I'll be sharing on a topic that is like a follow-up to episode 26, fresh graduates, unemployed or unemployable. And after that episode, I thought it would not be too nice if I don't do a follow-up episode, which will be aimed to helping fresh graduates to enhance their employability. So today's episode of podcast is what I've titled Enhancing Graduate Employability. So it's going to be a little bit longer than the usual podcast length duration, but it promises to be very, very interesting. Let me open with the quote by Anon, and the quote goes thus: going to college won't guarantee you a job, but it would give you 4 years to worry about getting on. Going to college won't guarantee you a job, but it will give you 4 years to worry about getting on. Can you say that? Interesting. That quote says, going to college is not going to guarantee you a job. That's certain. For most courses, they take an average of 4 to 5 years. But interesting is the fact that you spend that number of years, even the curriculum within the university is not even going to tell you how to get a job. It's not going to give you life skills or anything. It's deficient in that area. So basically, we're saying going to college is not going to get you that job, but it's going to give you number of years to worry about getting one. So what we aim to do on the podcast today is to be able to give a blueprint or a guide as to how fresh graduates, even experienced hires or young professionals, can take charge of their employability. So we're going to start off by defining what exactly is employability. We'll go ahead to look at employability skills, and we'll conclude the episode by looking at some seven key employability skills which are very essential that employers are looking out for. So what is employability? Now I'll pick a few definitions. three different definitions per se, trying to give us an understanding of what employability is. One, employability refers to a person's capability for gaining and maintaining employment. Employability refers to a person's capability for gaining and maintaining employment. So when we're talking about the ability to gain employment and to maintain it, that's employability. So employability, look at the two sides of it. One is you gaining employment, the other side is you maintaining employment. Gaining employment is getting that job offer or getting that particular job, being employed by the potential employer. Then maintaining employment now has to do with you being able to keep the employment over a certain period. So employability depends on three major things: knowledge, skills, and attitude of individuals. Now, knowledge, skills, and attitude from the point of gaining the employment, knowledge, skills, and attitude from the point of maintaining employment. So it's not enough gaining employment alone. The other side to it is maintaining employment. So you don't just feel that you've gained the employment and the employment is forever. There's no job security anywhere. So it has to do with maintaining even that employment. Another perspective to employability is this: employability is affected by demand and supply within the labor market. So when we say demand and supply within the labor market, the supply side is where the employers, the employees are, the potential applicants, where most individuals find themselves. The demand side is talking about the employers itself, recruiting organization, even being in between recruiting for the organization. Now, it's important for you to know that if the economy is buoyant, it will increase the number of demand for available people, or the number of jobs available within the labor market will be more. There will be need for more hands to be available within the job market. So that means you expect a high level of employability. But in situations when the economy is in recession, you expect a lot of job cuts. So employability is affected by the demand and supply, even of labor. Another interesting factor around employability is the fact that it involves the ability for the job seekers now to be able to identify suitable job opportunities and be able to present themselves at the point of the application, of the job application, and at the point of the interviews. So what are employability skills? Employability skills are the skills that you have developed inside and outside of school, the tertiary institution, that you can now transfer to the workplace. So when we're talking about employability skills, we're looking at what are those skills that you have been able to develop as an individual while you were in the university, and when you're out of the university, that you now be able to transfer even to the workplace. So when we're talking about these skills, we're looking at it with respect to the knowledge, with respect to skills, and with respect to what attitudes related to the job. Now, why most fresh grad go through the university? The expectation is that the university is expected to prepare them. So the main purpose of tertiary education in natural sense is to prepare young people for the job market. Now, in preparing them means that they are able to get sustainable employment by getting the critical technical skills that we expect them to have, the critical competency required within the chosen field which they go to the tertiary institutions for. But unfortunately, is the fact that the system is not really doing what it's supposed to do. So the responsibility now is in the hands of the fresh graduate to take charge of the employability destiny, take charge of how they gain employment and how they maintain employment, basically. And it's sad from a recruiter point of view that majority of Nigerian graduates, they lack the basic composite skills and personality attributes that give them the capacity to function adequately in the world of work. The world of work is changing, but the tertiary education, the university education, the polytechnics, and all the colleges of education are not changing with it. So it's important now that fresh grad a young professional listening to this episode of the podcast should be able to take charge of their own employability. So briefly, we're going to be looking at 7 key areas of employability skills that we expect fresh graduate should really be a good fit in, because at the point at which employers are trying to recruit, they'll be looking at this critical point. It's not for them to say that which university did you go, that's like a secondary question. The point is they want to test each of these major 7 key areas of employability very critically. So why we're considering them now is that so that you can be able to take a piece of paper and start to grade yourself on each of these areas. So as we pick each of the areas now, I want you to take a critical look at yourself and be able to now grade yourself on, let's say, a scale of 1 to 10 to say how good am I on each of these 7 key areas of employability skills that are important to employers. Now, the whole essence is this: when you're able to now grade yourself, you can now be able to see where am I strong at and where am I weak at. So you can be able to now say, I need help in this area, and I think I'm good in this area, I can get better in this area. So let's look at those employability skills area very briefly. Number 1, professionalism. Number 2, positive attitude. 3, self-management. 4, analytical thinking. 5, communication skills. 6, collaboration. 7, technological savvy. Now, professionalism. This is the skill, what we call good judgment, or what we call polite behavior, that is expected from a person who is well trained to do a job. So when we're talking about professionalism, professionalism has to do with good judgment, that's a polite behavior we expect from the individual doing the job. Now, what does this now tell us? Employers are looking for job seekers that understand the level of professionalism that is expected of them in the corporate world. So basically, there is a level of professionalism that an employer expects from any job seeker, either fresh grad or young professional. And this has to do with the ability to display the right character and the right work ethics expected of them. So basically, what we're saying is this: if you look at your level of professionalism and you're scoring lower than a 5 or a 4, it means there's an issue. Professionalism do with your comportment, the way you present yourself. It has to do with you say you're going to do something and you're able to do it. It's a whole lot of body of professionalism. So that's the first thing, professionalism. So I ask you, how professional are you? Are you just haphazard? How professional exactly are you? Number 2, positive attitude. Now, under positive attitude, the question for you is this: do you possess the abundance of enthusiasm and a can-do attitude? Are you accountable, or can you take initiative with the business best objective in mind? Employers are in dire need of people that has a positive attitude, people that are able to take charge of situations, people that are able to see the positive in the negative, as the case may be. Not individuals that will come to the workplace and they complain from morning to night. You give them a work to do, they're always seeing why it cannot be done, not how it can be done in the midst of challenges. So that's it, positive attitude. Number 3, employability skill area is self-management. By self-management, employers are looking out for responsible job seekers that are willing to take on tasks on time. Individuals that are able to manage themselves. They don't need people to chase them to do things, even within the workspace. So we're saying, are you a professional procrastinator? You say you would do something today and you keep postponing. That's not the kind of individual they're looking for in the workplace. They're looking at people that are self-starters, people that are assertive, people that are balanced, that are reliable and able to juggle tasks without panic. That's exactly what they're looking for, self-managed individuals. And that is exactly what the work employers of today are looking for, someone that has a high level of self-management, not a procrastinator. So what are you grading yourself already?
Let's go to the next one. Number four, analytical thinking. This is the ability to analyze facts and situations, as well as the creative thinking necessary to work through problems and develop solutions. So when talking about analytical thinking, employers will pay a great deal for job seekers to have analytical thinking. How are you able to analyze facts that is available to you, and how are you able to think deeply and create solutions, workable solutions, how things should be done, creative solution. Individuals are able to think high level of analytical thinking, very important for employers at the moment. Five, communication skills. You noticed this was not the very first thing I mentioned, but it's a no-brainer. You must show your ability for business communication, not social media communication. On an earlier episode of the podcast, when I was talking about social media mistakes that fresh grad make, I was saying that they forget business communication and to go around with their social media communication. They're two different things. You must be able to write well and speak well. Writing well means you're not writing social media language or social media jargons. You're writing correct business communication. You can coherently write a business letter, write a simple email, dear sir, and end it with best regards, and end in a professional manner. Everything ties together. Number six, collaboration. Now, collaboration in the workplace today is synonymous to cooperation, is synonymous to contribution and teaming up. So when we're taking collaboration, we're not talking about competition. Collaboration means that we're able to work together with others. Don't forget, within a work environment, more than one individual are coming together. You're not going there to compete with people. Forget the competition spirit. You know, when you're in university, you have the competition, you want to get the best CGPA, you get a certain material, you're keeping and ordering it from others. I'm sure many people can relate with that spirit of competition. That's not what the workplace is all about. It's all about collaboration. How are you able to synergize with other people? How are you able to share ideas and brainstorm to solving a problem? It's not a 100-meter dash, it's a marathon. And when you are running a marathon that has to do with a relay, it means that you are able to collaborate with others. You know, an 100-meter dash is different from a relay. A relay is dependent on the strength of the other teams. So collaboration has to do with employers are looking for job seekers that are able to collaborate. That's number six. And number seven, technologically savvy. In today's 21st century job market, it will be almost impossible to believe that job seekers will exist without computer proficiency, not social media proficiency, my friend. We're talking about ability for you to understand how technology is driving the business world, and you are able to meet up with that technological demand. You're able to send simple emails. You're able to understand computer systems, hardware systems. You're able to understand how is technology driving the area where I want to be part of. You know, few weeks back, Yahoo, the organization, an internet company, Yahoo, was bought over by Verizon at a price that 9 years ago, or let's say about 8 years ago, Microsoft was planning to buy that organization at a price that they are selling now that was five times the amount that they are selling now. So it means this: 8 years ago, an organization was willing to buy them, but 8 years after, they are losing four times the value they were 8 years ago. Why? And many people in the internet world are saying Yahoo failed to innovate. Yahoo failed to know where the market is going, and they did not grow with the market. So I ask you, as a job seeker, are you technologically savvy for the 21st century job market requirement? So now you're done. Seven different employability skills area. How did you fare? I'm sure once you show me your scorecard, you're going to be looking at it and say, wow, I'm seriously needing help here. Yeah, that is why this podcast is there. Please feel free to send an email to shegun@shegunakiode.com, or drop a comment on the show notes of this podcast if you have a question, or tweet at me at Shegun Akiode. I'm just a tweet away, and ask your questions. You need career counseling, I'll be willing and very well available to offer you that helping hand. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode of the podcast. This is your host, Shegun Akiode, signing out for today. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Shegun Akiode. To know more about Shegun Akiode, follow his Twitter handle at Shegun Akiode, at SegunAkiode, or visit his website www.shegunakiode.com. See you next time.